he's a lunatic.
I knew that. I knew that. You got anything there? Oh, yeah, hello. Sorry about yelling in your ears.
As nail and door, so I can speak, but not hear.
Said, oh Lord, have mercy on my son.
But not walk, or something like that. Let me, I'd keep trying. One of them has to come on at some time.
No, it might just be that.
It's restored. The one that was dead in the first place.
So, you know what I played this morning was from an Aunt Bertha album.
Family. Oh, in fact, this album.
Aunt Bertha's
I played a thing called The Rocket on this album.
Is that the one about outer space?
No, I was hoping it was, but it turned out to be this very cool guitar song. Just a guitar song.
You've seen this picture of Aunt Bertha, haven't you, Kara?
Don't look on it, K-Rob. Do not look upon it.
That's fair. No, I haven't seen that one before.
Yeah.
I've seen the one where she's...
Here's the one I've shown K-Rob of Aunt Bertha when she
Holy cow. Well, she was the belle of the mining camps in those days.
Oh, sorry.
She really...
K-Rob was awfully young.
Was known by many in the Old West.
I'm sure you'll prove it by not doing this sort of thing.
Sorry, Aunt Bertha, I just can't help but dance.
And she can't stop either. You can see her really cutting a rug on the
Now, remember,
floor.
This was the 40s during the war, so it was a different moral code.
Even so, it is not the will of your father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish.
People.
Okay, when Hal says perish, we'll go to the saxophone song.
This verse in Matthew 18 was, is, and shall continue to be the impetus for our ministry to the little children.
No. Snowflake!
Boys and girls for Jesus. I'm in the Lord's army. Oh, I remember that one. Jonah and the Whale by Susie and Kenny. And,
He warns us to keep away from sin.
Uh-oh. It's like radioactive.
It's the echo thing.
I'm in the Lord's army.
The echo thing. I'm scared of the echo thing. Hal, what do I do?
Echo?
Dance.
Echo Bravo Whiskey Zulu Charlie.
I thought it was time to play a commercial.
How about usual, Fred? Should I fill her up? Here, I'll take care of that.
Too much, friends.
Of Mother Crooker's hemorrhoid ointment.
Thank you.
That'll
See
be
$29.95.
As the mellifluous sounds of the island buccaneers are heard, they're going to the dance floor now and continuing to ring up major sales. Subgenius Church can't be stopped, and with the new movie, our popularity is sure to hit the tops of all the charts. This is Click Dinkus, and I'm here with a bunch of high-spirited boys and girls. Oh, wow, is that a... Oh, yeah, it's Famous Monsters Speak. I always wanted to order that. It was for sale in the back of Famous Monsters. On the other hand, I heard from other kids that people who sent into that stuff never got anything back. Even adults tell me that, you know? And the stuff looked cool, too. I've told you about... The one thing that looked incredibly cool was also in the back of Spacemen magazine, which Warren Publications published. It was a magazine entirely about space movies, the same format as Famous Monsters. And in there, in the back, they had ads for Real Astronaut Space Suit. And what it actually is a high-altitude flight suit where you could... inflate the tubes that run along the arms and legs. War surplus, $8.50 for this ultra cool spacesuit like thing.
Your brain in a high altitude spacesuit.
There was a picture of a guy in it, and it looked great, although he was just standing in a backyard, and it was. He looked dorky because he had saddle shoes on his feet, but still, he had the silvery spacesuit of the future.
Okay, we're just backing up here. We use wooden negatives in those days, so it takes us a little while to get it upstairs.
But, of course, they say if you ordered, it never came. And that's the same with the realistic, grinning plastic human skull and other things that they offer. 8mm films that you can run through your hand-cranked projector with Lon Chaney in The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, no, I've seen it. Got anything else in there? You got, like, the head?
People. They didn't have that, but they had two reels of House of Frankenstein, which would have been very entertaining. I never got them, unfortunately. And lots of crappy comedy that was not worth having, and then boring documentary, but all in delightful narrow-gauge movie to project on your bedroom wall.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, now I've loaded up the projector. We're ready to show it on the bedroom wall. I know, those were the funniest times. But no, they were always our own films. I never watched Black Hawk. That's CIA stuff.
Well, I'm talking about outfits like Castle Films or the less well-known Ken Films, that they had the copyrights of a few things, mostly from Universal, but from some Hal Roach too, because they offered two reels from 1 million BC, the 1941 one, that is, with Carol Landis, the Ping Girl, as Loana, the Fair One. And young 19-year-old Victor Mature as Tumac. The eternally tumid caveman. Now, she was in Four Jills and a Jeep during the Second War. Carol Landis was. And other things where she showed off her pert face and form. But then she, like some other actresses of the time, fell for sexy Rexy Rex Harrison, and she actually killed herself over him, thus ending her career as the Raquel Welch of 1941. So sad, so fresh, the days that are no more. I'll just have another one, and my friends here, give them one, too. I'll pay for it. They deserve it. Thank you. Yeah. I remember well when they installed the first rolling refrigerator in this place. Now they've all left for better places. Should never put wheels in them.
So funny.
The show.
Got no dig. Okay. What you mean cannot take? Kicks the dime's ass. We definitely take.
We're the United States Army.
Everything's three guys with a bunch got a brain and nervous system. The toaster, the dry cleaning machine, and your car, of course. You don't dare try to take that apart. Why, it would be vivisection. It would be like murder to try to work on that car. And in here, we've got Dracula's skeleton, as you probably know. Folks, this is the original, authentic skeleton of Count Dracula, and you can see this big stake sticking in it right through the sternum, right through the middle of the chest. Now, if I were to pull this out, if I were to pull this stake out, the hideous form of Count Dracula would reform before your very eyes. And then with his mephitic, hypnotic presence, he would hold you captive in his thrall until he had drunk your life essence from your throbbing veins. All in a matter of seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, that's the end of the show. So he closes the curtain and then he turns around and he does pull it out. And here comes Dracula, all the skeleton, and then the veins and the arteries and things coming. And pretty soon, it's John Carradine lying there in his immaculate Dracula cape. Well, at least they're mortal. So many monsters under one's belt. And we started to watch The Creature with the Atom Brain, but ran out of time on a recent Dr. Hal episode.
An hour left to midnight. My last hour alive.
And so you have this German scientist who's responsible for everything. And he's transplanting brains into gangsters and creating remote-controlled zombies all the time while he's going, I don't know if this is really ethical, whether I should really be doing this.
Frankenstein, once thought to be a character in a story, did actually exist and created what we have come to call his monster. The purpose of this meeting today
is to... Well, you can't call him a monster anymore. That's not politically correct. Just got to say he's a personally challenged individual or an electric individual. And he never had a name.
Individual's dream.
They just call him the monster. No name. Give him a name.
And Ray Milland was also... anything. What was the movie where he was a two-headed monster with...
There's the thing with two heads, but I'm not sure that's the one. There's also the incredible two-headed transplant.
I believe it's that one. It's Ray Milland
because
once
he's,
again.
He's an evil, racist tycoon, but for some reason he gets transplanted onto Rosie Greer. Or is it Rosie Greer or Jim Brown? It's Rosie Greer, yes, I believe. And then they have all sorts of stunts like on motorcycles and so on with everybody chasing them. And
unbelievable. My favorite part. Oh, no. Okay, so the... In one of these two-headed transplant movies, the two-headed transplant tears itself apart and throws itself in a volcano or throws...
Oh, well, that's actually a Japanese film,
yes.
Which was... given the American title of The Manster.
Thank you.
Also called The Split in some versions, but mainly The Manster. First, a little eye appears in the guy's collarbone area, and then it grows into a little yappity head, and then it grows into a full head, and then he's like two people, and they just split apart
at
one point.
It's really beautiful. It's a love story.
And then they're running around, raising mayhem.
And getting all over the internet.
Well, these days, yes. They couldn't have dreamed back
the
then that that would
that
be
I
their ultimate destiny.
At all.
Not just to tear in two, but to be reduplicated again and again throughout digital infinity.
Dog got away.
There may be something, there may be nothing.
But if you were a kid watching monster movies in the early 60s or late 50s, the Japanese movies were cool because they weren't bland like American movies, and you never knew what you were going to see. Some shockingly realistic or violent, gory or creepy thing. Also, Mexican movies were pretty bold at that time. They had the incredible Melting Man, and they didn't call him that for nothing. But the Japanese were thought to have a much different cinema as they did, and their story was that Hammer horror films, as gory as they were, had special Japanese versions that were even worse, where you could see even more stuff, like when Dracula turns her upside down and slits her throat.
Oh, he wouldn't do that. He's too nice.
At the beginning of Dracula, Prince of Darkness, well, it's not Dracula, but since Dracula turned to dust in the last movie, they have to bring him back. So they take this dust and they put it there, and then they slit a sacrificial victim as hanging
They're
above the dust. And as the blood falls, it reforms into Christopher Lee.
Terrorist.
Yeah, he's a terrorist, Christopher Lee.
Well, he's a kind
Count
of frightening guy.
He calls himself Count Dooku now. In Hollywood heaven.
And through the magic of special computer effects, he does backflips and somersaults in George Lucas's space movie.
In Lucas States, where all of the real stars live.
In Lucastan. But you can't go there, Pilgrim.
No, someday you can aspire to just look up the mountain at them.
But you can be in the digitally created simulacrum of Lucaland.
Thanks, Hal. You're opening. You can sleep in.
You have graduated to Lucaland version 3.
What character do you play in that?
The ravioli meister, I guess.
Did you play a character in Smithtown or Stangtown?
Smithtown?
Assassinations.
You were assassination guy in that one, I remember.
Well, on
Bad Bombers.
On Mars, they have the Assassin's Guild.
This voice tells me what to fear every day.
Profession, recognizable.
It's an app.
Mafia hitmen.
Oh, man, I'm getting worried. But if I don't worry every 30 seconds, then I'm just not living.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Hey, guys.
What is it with these honkies?
They agree with me that to be worried all day is the way to live.
Mm. Yes. So it was said by the sage.
Automobile smash-ups.
Crash, crash. All right, simmer down. We're going to show some more Driver's Ed films. You've seen Red Asphalt and The Last Prom. Yes, we were shown them.
Here you go.
And of course, it was the 60s, and we were looking at these characters with their wide ties and lapels and their clunky cars. But you saw them, right?
No. I never saw any of that stuff.
Well, they have actual horrible police footage of hideously mangled people.
Oh, I know, because later.
But then. They get actors and they enact what happens right up to that horrible crash with people dressed the same way in the same car. You know?
I didn't see that stuff until I was in the Navy and during safety stand-downs.
Death hour.
We'd watch this stuff and they had places that had Marine combat photography teams.
Huh.
So as soon as there was a wreck on base, those guys were off in there first filming people writhing in agony. To then make into a safety film.
Wow.
And my friend, and what you're talking about was on Next, a Canadian film. This is how I remember this stuff. Canadian film that had to do with a fake aircraft wreck with a fake wound of each kind to, show you what you need to do.
Well, they show the horrible car accident and then they would analyze it like the football play after the play or something about how this did that to the body and this did that. And this. So many cars of that period had a long steering column like a pole.
This concludes our broadcast day.
When there was a forward impact, would impale people, which they would show. There were other ones which never really showed the gory stuff at all, but had a tear-jerking story about a guy who was a perfectly good driver, an admirable motorist, but these two women, these two old biddies were bad drivers, and they caused him to get into an accident, and he died, and then he came back, and he was a ghost, and nobody could hear him, his wife couldn't hear him, his kids couldn't hear him, and his wife was devastated by his death and crying, but he couldn't comfort her, and then those two old biddies came in and started buying their furniture, started buying all the stuff in their house, which they had to sell since he, the breadwinner, was not around, and, boy, what a convoluted, safe driving thing this was. It was a real tearjerker, and it went on and on. So dramatically portrayed. But it's strange that these two old women come out of nowhere. Not only do they cause the accident with their bad driving and not paying attention to the road and chattering and gossiping to themselves, but then they show up and bid on his furniture and run the bid way down, to get a bargain while his wife has to sell all the stuff to support her and her anguished son, Timmy, or Bobby, or whatever, red-haired little urchin. Yes, left without a care in the world, all because of improper motoring.
Can the little ones, the humans, remember the night they came into the world? The monster came. There was darkness.
going to affect me is Hillary. Supreme Court. Open borders. She's going to make Merry Christmas a banned phrase.
And what evil mixture was I compounded? In me, the dead past, murderers.
The war on Christmas.
Yeah.
If Hillary gets in, she's not. People are angry. We're going to. Mr. Trump is our only hope.
2018 year.
That is scary. She says Trump is our only hope.
Wow. Yeah, they think that. People like Dr. Penny.
That's your, that guy is your only
every
hope.
Every woman deserves to be heard.
You're our only hope, Obi Trump Owen.
There's no place.
No, it's just
Dr.
no place.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Uh-oh.
No door to keep you from me.
Uh-oh, it's Trumpenstein is Trump busted.
What a big clumsy lout.
He's grabbed the nation by the throat.
Oh, well, this is some
wait, I know what to do.
Scary footage here.
Bueller.
Me.
Franken Bueller.
Yeah. He's pounding the principal into submission.
I dig you.
Well, this is, and of course it's in enchanting technoscope and real life 3D.
Are we shooting?
You can't be correct. Hillary Clinton is a criminal. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He won't have been taking away all my freedom.
And the Lord said,
Bernie Sanders is going to control.
Let there be great whales.
Bernie Sanders, he believes in socialism. If everybody knows correct history, they would know that Hitler was also a socialist, or he was a different type of socialist.
He was a fascist.
Fascist, yeah, socialism, fascism.
Same story.
Yes, we had to turn to a right-wing format because our ratings were so low. So from now on, we'll be the hateful show.
No, it's not hateful. It's interesting. It's what's happening. It's important to
yes,
watch all of
that. That is true. I was simply joking.
The things that haunt.
It is scary. It is.
The phantoms of the mind.
Oh, the phantoms of the mind. That's where we are right now. The phantoms of the mind.
The vengeful
occur
spirits.
Only here on 94.1 KPFA for 1,000 years.
Shrieking in
89.3 KPFB. That's for 90,000 years.
And the reason they feel despair, as I said earlier, is
there's
they are no longer able to influence
submarines
human
around
life.
The world at 88.
They would if they
KFCF
could.
KFCF in Fresno.
But it's like they're in the phantom zone.
San Cruz, home of Gary Gubofam.
He never
I'm
brought me anything
you there,
for Christmas.
Zod.
Wait, Gary Gubofam is here?
No, he's in
no,
my
No, he's in Santa Cruz.
And you're online at kpfa.org, and there's people yelling.
Org. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Santa Cruz.
Dot
org.
I was listening to it.
Oh, yeah?
It's time for the holidays. And that's what we always say. What is it? What is that holiday?
Well, it's a day when you don't have to do what you regularly do, where you get to stay home and carry on and...
just cha-cha-cha.
And cha-cha-cha.
And that's why I always tune in. Even though this thing that plays the Beatles music all day long.
It's
not right.
It's not
just
right.
Not right.
I agree. It's not right. It's very,
I mean,
very
if
left.
If I wanted to hear the Beatles all day long, all I'd have
short
to do is...
You know, that used to happen back in the middle
of silent turnover. When you meet the Beatles,
I mean,
whether you liked it or not.
But people don't remember any of that now. Those are olden days.
Olden days, like, nostalgia is supposed to be something like we like. Oh, yeah, we liked it back then.
Exactly.
So you didn't like it?
Sentimentality.
When we had to, like, rub two sticks together to make fire.
Well, you can do that, or you can make a fire bow, which is a lot more efficient.
Yeah, it's easier to just take some gas and you know...
Kablam!
Yeah, you know...
I must admit, I've used an accelerant when winter camping, and it was essential to build a fire, but You don't want a big fiery explosion when you're miles away from anybody who might possibly help you.
It's hard to even think about now, but there used to be a giant firefall in Yosemite where they'd D-70 thousands of tree trunks on fire in a cascade of sparks. Hmm. That was a yearly thing in the summer.
To do. That's actually
maybe it was
the way we would
necessary.
Back to the Roosevelt
the
time,
end
perhaps.
Of Christmas is by stacking up all the dried out Christmas trees and sparking a match to them. They call it a bonfire.
I
don't want to hear
You don't want to hear Beatles?
No, because it's, you know,
Fab. Yeah.
How many times do I have to hear it?
It's the four mop tops.
Four, I think, just four.
Hey, Beatles.
Because
cool.
Oh yeah, you know. Wait. Okay. Oh, let's just do this. Let's do this.
You remember?
I do. I remember.
Hey, here's an original idea.
Finally.
Let's listen to some Beatles all day long.
Oh yeah, okay.
The Beatles.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah. How about Selig Dich? Yeah. That was a big hit.
Yeah. And they got to listen to it over and over.
I suppose you'd prefer Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy. Is that what you would prefer to hear instead?
No.
Is that what you want to substitute for the Beatles?
I cannot.
Is that your idea of music? Chewy, 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 eh? Gummy, sticky.
I would rather open a can of salty Campbell's soup and pour it all over Andy Warhol's head.
No.
Yeah. I would rather take a syringe full of meth tainted heroin.
The furry with the syringe on top.
And pump it directly into my eyeball.
Oh, why did you have to do that? Somebody pull that out.
I just have one thing to say. I'm sorry to be reiterating, but getting back to madness. How old are you?
Yeah.
Really.
Okay.
How much?
Really. 33. 17.
I have to also 18. Second the fact that I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of madness.
I am too.
But the thing is, they did not invent ska. If you ask,
I totally disagree.
Okay, yeah.
If you
do they rock, roll, or
if you
roll?
Ever look
no, ska, 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 ska.
No. Ska's a guy.
Okay.
Ska is the vulture.
Okay, no.
Ska, the vulture.
That came out in the late 70s, 80s, whatever. They would tell you their roots came from Jamaican ska. Right. And if you look in the back catalog of Mango Records, they have a whole slew of stuff that came out of Jamaica from the 60s. The Scatolites, and all those people. Roland Alfonso. This is from the Jamaican recording from Kingston, Jamaica.
I think if you would ask Gwen and Amanda, she'd probably entirely
different.
You listed them as rotting.
Everything is cool and peaceful.
I'm just saying that he's...
Yeah,
you're using Gwen from No Doubt as a...
No, I did not use Gwen from No Doubt.
I'm just saying from what I know.
I listen to old ska, and I listen to British ska. What I'm saying is you haven't done enough research.
I think I have.
Well, you need to do some more, all right? I'm giving you credit, too, for making a stab at this. Good for you. But what I'm also saying is the fact that you need to do more research, and I am very glad there's rock journalists like Ira Robbins
Jump
around who does a real thorough job.
I don't know him.
Oh,
Jump well, the gun.
Voice
Jack your gun at the door.
Yeah, can we like
so
turn
many
it down a
musical
little bit?
References. What the show? Turn the show down, right?
Yeah,
it's making too much noise. It's keeping people awake.
Show.
And this.
Don't want anybody to be awake.
He has done a very thorough job.
It's time for every good Christian man and wife to be home and in bed.
Oldest, old school.
That's what I agree with. I always agree with Dr. Howell.
No, Sly when Dunbar says, and Robbie Shakespeare.
You know, built-in brain.
So I think you need to go back to your history books and do more research, okay, and don't jump the gun.
Okay?
It's too late.
Thank you.
And I stand by
we'll try again,
in this book.
Young second caller there. Please try again here at KPB.
I think you should interview
them. Dialing for Dope Nuts once again.
What their influence are.
Aren't most of those guys dead?
They're still alive.
The subgenius guys? No.
Okay, let's slide.
They're alive. Alive.
They're right here.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Sorry about if I get a little bit out of
hand. That's all right.
Thank you for putting me on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Wait, I want to ask you a question.
It's a little more heated than you thought it would be, Mr.
Yeah, I think so.
One of my favorite records. No, I don't know why she's...
This is my favorite part, though. It's really cool. When the angel comes down on the show, takes a sword.
I give you skull.
I was just wondering, is it...
Give him what he wants, scene. We call it. We build it into every movie that Kent is in. President Kent.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. President Kent.
We're tracking you.
I wanted to ask
the lady.
She's asleep right now.
The lady.
The special lady.
The lady.
Who was that lady I saw you last night?
If she knows anything about the special.
Kind of like the parents buying guys.
The Carol Burnett special?
Yeah, that's the one.
No, the specials. The ska band called The Specials.
You know, it's for them to use as the ultimate argument settler.
A special case.
I'm not clear how the argument would be settled.
I guess
she's
gone.
Well,
that was.
And so this would be
they come, they go. What
can
you say? The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away.
That's a little too strong.
Right.
But it should be thought of as something in a way.
Great Thanksgiving dinners begin with a beautiful turkey.
All right, thank you.
They begin with a whacking great explosion.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I appreciate that.
In this week's newspaper ad, you'll see a tremendous selection of tender, delicious turkeys.
You might have got somebody who put
in this week's newspaper ad, you'll see a tremendous selection of tender, juicy turkeys. Just there, like pornography to torment the people. A tremendous selection of plump, unnaturally bulbous turkeys parading through colored supplements. And these birds are destined to pass through the elementary tracts of most Americans on that turkey day.
Great Thanksgiving dinners begin with a beautiful turkey from Safeway.
Well, I'm a food addict, so we talk about those kind of things as food porn.
A Brobdingnagian ration of stuffed turkey dactyl.
And Thanksgiving is food porn, Darth.
I don't know what happened there.
I'll add the effects later. Right now, I'm just going to dance, man.
Yeah, look at him go. Where does he get that energy? Mm-hmm. Bottle this and we'd solve the energy crisis.
Okay, I think the sample and the helmet.
Sheer energy.
No. All right, let's go to channel 2. And there he goes.
Oh, all that energy being wasted, shed into the void.
So it actually works in their favor that they're from Canada.
Which one of us is the monster now?
Listen, use these cars to fight the soldiers.
Here come old monster.
Here come old
monster. Ah, what a clumsy lout. Were you born in a barnyard? Oops, I forgot.
There goes that.
That's all right.
That was
assembled
a great idea.
In Geneva, Switzerland.
I had this great idea.
In Victor Frankenstein's laboratory.
Plays nothing but Beatles.
Wait a minute.
I am your monster.
Does that include covers or only the Beatles?
It's a mashup with Blondie, we can do that.
Yes, Blondie. I always enjoyed that comic strip.
Johnny. But I'll find.
That's
that it.
Please believe me.
So Frank Zappa rocks.
Yearbook. No one is worth saving.
All right. Well, thanks, Colin. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Our show.
Call in anytime. We're all too happy to receive your words.
Can't stop.
So the Subgenius movie will make us all a laughing stock. People will think us the most contemptible people on the face of the earth. All because of some misaligned cinematic vision.
Addictive porn.
It's not exactly porn. It's
that's kind of pornish.
Like porn on the cob.
I didn't. You don't porn on the pornish. Cob.
You're thinking of porn dogs.
Oh, it's right, porn, sorry. But it's like ear porn. You know,
ear
like
porn.
Like
it's true.
If you could take porn on the cob and slice it into cans.
I need a fix. Literally, I would be porn if prostitutes wrote about me, because pornography is etymologically the writings of prostitutes. And I don't know if any prostitutes ever did write anything about me. Well, maybe one that did, but most of them didn't. So you see, I'm not in porn, as you assert.
Out of shape man. Who
I beg your pardon, sir. I'm still fit. I can press 20 pounds of raw hamburger.
Sex that we're not, how would you call it?
When
dessert?
I get my wind up.
Our new tableware collection.
Young whippersnapper, why I order.
That's like when a woman, a very beautiful woman, wants to make love to you, but
easy there, fella.
Yeah, it's late at night. You see here where he comes
without
from.
Money.
What is a zombie?
Money.
What if it's
yes. Well, it is rather zombie. Difficult.
What if it's an automaton?
It takes great finesse.
What if it's Pris? So cool. Pris is so cool. They put a fake Pris in the
robot.
In the 2049 version of the Pris.
Yes. Well, I put a fake Rachel in there too.
Yeah, wonderfully twisted, bad fake Rachel. So you kind of didn't like her. I thought she was really.
Yeah, but then she has.
She walked up, and even you knew she wasn't like a good.
And on the other side, Rachel.
She was like a Xerox of the original.
A mirror image.
Man, like a spider doing push-ups on a mirror.
I mean, when are we going to have...
That's all right, son. Just let it out.
Beetles. It's just really...
Coleoptera.
You know, all I can hope for is that a Yoko Ono version bomb comes and lands on the whole thing.
Have you ever heard Why by Yoko Ono, which was a...
I've heard just about everything by Yoko Ono. And in fact, it's sort of the reverse of
forwardness.
Yes, reverse of forward, and that is when it's like that's when the puzzling evidence really comes out into play.
Oh,
and
look.
And you start to see, this is not real. It's not what the world wanted. None of it is.
None of it? No, it's all imagined?
I can't.
Where does it come from, though? Where does it come from?
That's a good question. And, you know, that is not a question I could answer.
The other question is, when do you go see Philo?
Oh, that's a good question also.
Because you're not too far away. You're closer than we are.
Where do you come from, baby dear?
Where are you coming from, man?
I would ask where...
out of the nowhere into the here.
Yeah, that is where I want to go. Where is Philo? That's where I want to go.
Why, he's in Kentuck. Didn't you hear?
Yes,
in Kentucky. Along with the Wakefields and the Frohms.
If you don't want to get...
weep ye widders in lone homes when a Wakefield meets a Frohm.
Busted in an earthquake or a hurricane or a...
Well, with John Hall and Maria Montez.
You wouldn't leave me, Mama. But you know.
What's the one with Sean Connery where a meteor is going to hit the Earth? Meteor, it's called. Meteor. Yeah, right. Yeah.
With,
back at Joan Collins, maybe?
Meteor than a hamburger.
Well,
that's a wonderful
or a
bad
veggie
movie.
Burger, yeah. Well, sure, of course. Then there was an actual Japanese film called The Submergence of Japan, which was cut up and released in America as Tidal Wave with Lorne Greene shoehorned in.
I have a couple of Lorne Greene albums, maybe even three.
Remember his big hit, Ringo?
I do. It was pretty cool. He had a great Western.
Yeah, he did. That was a cool
thing. Really believe me. I said, Lorne Greene in Battlestar Galactica?
Lorne Greene.
Well, yeah, he did that.
What are you talking about?
They did hear of Lorne Greene in Battlestar Galactica?
He's going to be the dad of space. Everything. All will be... But then he doesn't really
Interstellar
rule.
Ranch.
They get to a point where a kid's in charge out there, right? And is that Battlestar Galactica? There's a child who's in the charge in one of those shows. And it's not Howard's brother.
I'm amazed that people don't look and see who is the producer of all these shows. And then you learn to avoid
fire
these
him
shows.
Because of that one scene where a Cylon's got his arms crossed. That just ruined the entire thing for me. I never went back.
I wouldn't. I would rather have Lorne Greene
as your dad.
Ben Cartwright.
Right.
Ben Cartwright.
Paul. Ben Cartwright.
That was his name?
Of the Ponderosa, yes. With his sons, Adam, Hoss, Little Joe, and Sneezy.
Little Joe!
Yeah, there was Little Joe. Little Joe was little.
There's always a little if it's a Western.
Big,
little House on the Prairie.
Grinning, gap-toothed Hoss, and... Hamlet-like Adam.
But we're not on the prairie. We're out in the ultimate West in space.
Well, they own so much land, they could never get to the end of it.
That was Western space land.
Yug, dug a dug, dug a dug, dug a dug, dug a dug, dug.
And if you had a dog, you would feed him the dog food that was made by Lorne Greene.
He would come on and he would show for a certain type of dog food, and if Lorne Greene said it was good, why, your dog was going to eat every bit of it.
Well, I would eat it
that
too.
Dr. Ross dog food, do him a favor.
Some water
it's got more meat
it
and it's got more flavor. It's got more meat to make it taste the way it should. Dr. Ross dog food is dog good.
Man, for a while, I lived in Birmingham, Alabama.
In Birmingham?
Yes. And
where is he getting these questions for these answers?
That's
where they serve you eggs, Birmingham, in the morning. Eggs, Birmingham.
No. It's like a mountain.
Eggs, Birmingham.
With a bowl dug out into the middle of it.
Thank you. My friend will have a bowl, too.
They made...
Look at those eggs.
They made some kind of dog food. And it would turn the sky orange.
A dog could suck eggs. That would turn the sky
like dog food.
It's an existential predicament.
It's a dog
all
breath.
The king's horses and all the king's men.
Hey, thanks, Hal. That was the code word, yeah. Existential.
Oh,
existential.
Now
get it? Namby-pamby sat on a fence. Namby-pamby tumbled from thence. All the queen's donkeys, her dog and her cat, would not restore Namby to where he was at.
Why not? This is not a normal place altogether.
Normal, you say?
The word here is normal.
You know, the average normal man has 2.5 children. Which sounds abnormal to me.
Oh, never mind, it's just a bright light in a space helmet.
That's an actuarial, statistical fact.
Yeah, that's my measure of a good science fiction movie. The light has to be below the eyes and into the face.
The code of Hammurabi.
Okay, well.
Etched in brass. It's the wisdom of the ages, Jack.
They would wear those flight suits
was to pressurize your blood.
Yeah.
And to make it, it would make it stay in place.
Yeah,
when
so the little gas bag wouldn't explode.
Well, it looks so cool with those tubes running along your arms and legs.
And the laces.
The laces.
Folks into S&M earlier.
Well, it's a nifty garment. But no longer available through the Captain Company in the back of famous monsters.
In the days of a thing called surplus.
Right. Space
a strong grasp of someone who thinks that madness invented ska.
There was so much World War II surplus stuff in every town, in every store. You could get helmets and canteens and shovels, entrenching tools and ponchos.
They were planning on a lot more warfare and combat than...
Now they're hard to find. Moderately.
America. They made so many Purple Hearts. We're still using. They're still awarding those same Purple Hearts they made from.
Well, people are being shot up, so they get the Purple Heart.
Say that madness invented ska.
That's right. I hereby confer upon you the
I think we've solved the problem
heart.
Of ska.
Yes.
We'll just power down here.
In Jamaica.
Oh, you said, yeah. Did I hear you right?
Yeah. You heard aright.
Sheep?
My grandpa sighed. My grandma leapt in fright. That grammar's wrong to me, he cried. Have you heard sheep is right?
You know what I need?
MTV.
What I need to deal with show is...
Deal with it, okay?
Like
just deal
aspirin.
With it. An aspirin?
Good idea.
Yeah,
how about a half aspirin? Take two and a half grains. Don't take the full aspirin. And my boy, you will prosper and live long. Yes, aspirin, the greatest medicine ever created, made from willow bark by Native American shamans. Too good for you, too good for me. But we can take it anyway. Two and a half grains per diem. Let it dissolve on the tongue. You know if you chew it, it will dissolve your teeth. So
and you know, like when they say when your palm itches, that means you're going to get money.
No, it means you want money.
Well, when your ass burns, then it means you're in love. And
not
that's
necessary.
The way I feel right now. I need aspirins. My ass burns because I love the show.
It seems to some
it says
of us
that on the
like,
label. Is
that's the wrong side of the body. It has to start all over again. But we appreciate the sentiment. And you will receive your due reward in the fullness of time.
Okay. That's all I ask.
It's for the kids, this show.
Think of the children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we're loading the children now.
We've mentioned the slackless children's dinosaur fund before, but this is hardly the time or the place to speak of such a thing. Frankly, I'm shocked that you would bring it up.
Here is the shock now.
Shock and awe.
Right there.
Dr. Octopus and George Bernard Shaw.
Man, Ock there would be some dinner guests.
Yeah, well, they...
And Thomas Jefferson, Sally.
Thomas Edison, Thomas Jefferson.
All the Thomas.
James Madison.
Yeah, Thomas, Rebecca. We'll go back. All the Thomases from
And Doubting Thomas. Wouldn't believe anything he was
Is that
called.
A real person, though?
Oh, that... Yeah, one of the apostles.
Oh, God.
He doubted the words of our Lord.
I'm just working away here at the history of the whole universe.
Who would doubt the words of Jesus?
But think how hard it would be to be the big faceless guy in the Jack Chick comics.
Well, first of all, you're no longer anywhere in this universe. You're in a timeless realm where you have time to sit there and make every sinner who ever was created feel bad. An individual ceremony.
Millions of sinners.
Yeah. But they have their moment where they get humiliated before the angels and before the giant faceless God. And they go through the rigmarole. Does his name appear in the book of life? You know, his name does not appear. No one's name appears there. So why is the book of life so huge and thick? You know, what is it there? You know, but... Then sorrowfully to you I must say, depart from me, ye unclean spirit. No! Into the eternal fire, prepared for Satan and his angel buddies. This angel here will throw you into the fiery pit. It's through that door, that cave-like door, which is a marred feature of this celestial throne room. And out of the cave-like hole, a sinister wisp of smoke is floating, a harbinger of the time to come when you will be hamburger for Satan. This way, please. And now, alley-oop into the lake of fire. And the smoke of that burning goeth up forever and ever. And not only that, to make it even worse, in heaven they can watch you getting broiled.
Oh, but they like it. It's like the all the Greek gods. Is it in the beginning of, what's the owl movie? The bad owl movie. Yes. Harryhausen.
Oh, the Clash of the Titans.
Eye of the Tiger, that one.
No, I think you're thinking of Clash of the Titans.
Yes,
the gods
probably
don't
so.
Appear in Eye of the Tiger.
The gods looking at the little pool. Is that the scene I'm thinking of? One of those.
You're thinking movies. Of Jason and the Argonauts. They have this pool. See, they can look in. They can see what's going on down there.
And they laugh and they move stuff around. Here's a little kitchen. They have their own little kitchen they go to during the show.
Say, that kitchen is rich.
Yeah, it's not really worth watching. Here, I'm going to watch it in 1.5 seconds. There, see? I just watched the entire movie of Meteor. It's not really worth watching.
Oh, it went by real fast. I guess the Meteor does
hit
him.
The Meteor only shows up in the end, and he's got a suit on. He's still a superstar, but he's not.
Is he like Galactus?
Yeah, kind of. Or Doctor Strange, but after college.
Well, I'm glad to have the East German booklet here, which I'll have to
aftershave, after the fact.
It's all aftermath, after party. Ooh, I remember big discussions about the title Aftermath of the Rolling Stones album when we were kids. People telling me what it really meant. You know, that was great. It's just a thought, okay? It's just a thought. But it's really bad. But what you should do is watch that first and then watch Zardoz, which is pretty wonderfully bad. Worth every second, I think.
So strange a movie, and yet, and it was made by John Boorman, who was such a stylist. But
and they could go rent pieces of Czechoslovakia. So they, the same time it was that tank movie with. Sutherland and a few other people. Kelly's Heroes. There's a painful scene in that where they show. I don't remember whether it was the German tank or the American tank. Goes up the steps of this beautiful 13th century chapel in this tiny town in Czechoslovakia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is. It's one of the countries around there.
Mm-hmm.
Shooing up the steps, marble steps that will never be replaced because they have the. Metal treads on the tanks.
Yes. How come they were allowed to do that?
Because they sold their heredities. The little villages would sell their steps for some jobs and some food. And things were really bad there economically at the time. So they were renting out castles. Like in Zardoz, their helicopter shots of burned out castles. The Beatles used to own them.
Well, there were shots of villages with cobblestone streets and so on. Where did those come from? And they were all sort of abandoned and falling down. The ones where Sean Connery finally finds the Wizard of Oz, which explains it all.
That vomits guns and... And it's Sean Connery in a diaper with a great porn stash. And what else? Oh, it's just so... Oh, the left wing. You see where all the left-wing liberals go, man. And they become the friendly people who get run over by the hoods.
The subject orthogonally. You saw in the news that this Republican guy in Nevada who owned a couple of brothels...
Who's dead,
won the election.
Yay! This is
and Ron hard. Jeremy found his body,
He's
a dead guy who won because they'd just rather vote for a deader than for a egg-sucking liberal. And he was a big Trump supporter, too, while alive, as doubtless he is now dead. In the midst of life, we are in death. Ask not for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.
Yeah, there were some bells last night when I played the press conference. That's some fun to chop that up.
But I never heard them ringing.
It's fun. But I listened to it. I didn't see the entire press corps jump on that poor intern and just in that huge scrum of microphone love. Happened.
Well, and that's the karate chopping, you know.
Karate chopping, but that goes back to Chicken's whole thing. You know, I have the microphone, right? It's one of the basic rules. It's one of the basic rules.
Life had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared.
This is a help but signal sending up
I just
the
had
show.
To laugh. I saw the photograph.
This is the show in the dark. There goes half of North America's Facebook.
I'd love to turn you on.
Oh, where are you going?
Okay. Yes. Chewy, these are all Beatles chewy, samples. We don't really have the Beatles here. They're dead, right?
And sugar, sugar, honey, honey, munchy, crunchy, crunchy, munchy.
Whose domestic partner was Heidi? I mean, Miss Fleiss. I mean...
Heidi? Oh,
There we go. And I'm just doing samples here for the show later.
Ja, das Fleischen.
Okay, I think we can... I'm going to be Count Dooku.
Yes, he was. He was the something, madam, I forget what the... what was that all
our
about?
Skills with a lightsaber.
Why can't you find something like that?
Get back some oxygen, man.
And some OxyContin for us here at the studio. The swinging bachelor pad of KPFA. Hi, girl. Hef will be along presently with Sammy Davis Jr., Jerry Lewis, Miles Davis, the Kim Sisters, and Ed Sullivan.
That's one bad TV show I never get tired of. The first few years, and then they slip
of
into...
the Sullivan time. Show?
No, the
Playboy After
Playboy
Dark.
Playboy After Dark show, which is like the best American kitsch there is, I think.
Uh-huh.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
Welcome to the Network Psychic Line. You must be calling from a touch-tone phone to interact with the...
So make this your radio station, your default place to go and hear and be.
Because you're in the right place. Here on Kapapa. Radio station for the stars, where we want to thank you for helping. Amazing, 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 amazing fun drive. Up, you're trying.
Yes.
Trying to say those words.
That's fund drive.
I was signed. Signed by the commission.
It sounds like Kelly Cash and Vicky Cash.
And it was my calling.
It'd be nice to see them.
They're calling? Oh, they wouldn't be up at time like this.
Are they? They must be here because...
Oh, yeah, they'll be here, all right.
Oh, they're not here now? They're
well, they'll right. be... I don't know. Maybe they're hovering around somewhere.
Spooky sponsors of the project that we won't mention anymore.
And everybody makes some wrong decisions sometimes, but I am an artist.
But you're a subgenius. You would never make a wrong decision sometimes.
Oh, of course.
Of course not.
We are born. It's a congenital thing, you know. It's like a big defect, if you ask some people. But for us, it's completely normal, quote unquote.
Oh, sorry.
What do you mean?
So if you were making a subgenius documentary, what would you call it?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, we'll come up with a good title for this project.
A good title?
We're just making it up. You know, if, as if we were making a subgenius documentary.
It would be called I'm a Man, Not a Number. A Man Cannot Be a Number.
Number six.
Are you stupid or what?
That well, that's a that. Real long title there. That would hardly fit on the marquee.
And the poster would go across.
It'd have to be shortened. You know, it needs to be something conceptual.
Punchy, that you don't
wait, no, I've got it. Forget. How about Pipe Man? Yeah, that's what it'll be. Unless you can think of something better. We have to have
Pipe
it.
Man
to, yeah.
Pipe Man, that sounds right.
That sounds right for Hollywood. But... What was that?
If I can't take a job, yeah, that would be a really nice name for a book. If,
who you talk to?
Then you must provide the
Well, we'll provide the jam and the jelly, but somebody's got to provide the bread.
Unpasteurized.
Rhubarb jelly? Rhubarb jam.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Yes.
You mix with yoghurt and scarf it down.
Paradise.
Yeah. Some other
maybe some ice cream, and maybe some honey, and maybe some.
Completely wild.
Bring it on.
Ambrosia.
However, no you, soy.
By the
ice
way,
cream.
This really bothered me until this moment. Did you ever make it to the graveyard with your friend? Who I won't mention her.
Well, we went to. You can mention her on. The, we went to graveyards in other states. We went to the graveyard where Martin Van Buren was. But around here, no, we didn't. You know, we've got plans to do a lot of things, but most of the things we do will probably fall by the wayside. But. Have some idea.
Passing away.
Graveyard would be fun to do.
Poets. They, I think they have a society. It's called the Great American Ghost Poets Society.
Great American Ghost Poets. So these aren't poets no longer among the living, but sort of haunts, haints, as it were. These are ectoplasmic poets from the beyond.
And if you... put your hands to the book, you open it, and you get the sticky, gooey ectoplasm.
I don't like
you
touch ghost you know with my hands. It's not healthy.
What? Is that, do you get ecto? What happens if you touch a ghost?
Well, you know, they aren't among the living. You get supernatural goop on you. You know, that's not good.
Normal standard ectoplasm from a healthy ghost. It has like almost 300, you know, something.
The ectoplasm can appear when a medium has a seance, a successful seance. But then what happens? When it disappears, there is something damp left behind.
What is the common size of the ectoplasmic discharge? Is it like
floating luminous mucus, if you must know. It's really awful.
It was written by the...
But it's not of this world. So anything that's left over is something that's from this world that's reacted to it.
The great gospel of mucus, a ghost.
Well, I said it looked like that, but of course it's not, because mucus is a bio byproduct, not a supernatural byproduct.
I have this special kind of Bible that has some stuff that isn't known to most of the people. Some extra books in the end of it.
You have a special Bible, you say?
Yeah, it was written by Jesus, ghost. Ghost of Jesus.
The Holy Ghost.
He wrote it himself with a ghost pen. And
the Holy Spirit. Well, so you're saying that it was ghost written?
Yeah, by ghost Jesus.
According to the tradition, the Septuagint was written by 70 scholars who somehow miraculously all agreed every word and every letter, proving that the Lord had his fingers in the inkwell.
Praise the Lord! Praise Dr. Hal! Praise Ghost Ghost!
Now you're getting me in trouble with the big cheese by including my name in your blasphemous rantings here.
And their catchphrase is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Fortunately, the archons can figure it out.
I personally, I have met Bob one time in an elevator. No, actually.
What about those green energy archons? What are they up to?
They're all green now?
Well, the green energy archons? Well, you mentioned them before on an earlier show.
I love the archons.
Yeah.
I go get, they have discount candy bars, card bars. I wish.
Testifying and... Oh, my pupils look pretty dilated. I don't know what's happening.
But you never know with archons.
They shouldn't be that dilated. It's like you get all black in your eyes. No what?
It's too complicated to explain because when... Well, you see, Siegfried was a big, handsome anti-Nazi.
Mr. President, we're looking for some big, handsome lugs to shoot into space. Guys with lantern jaws and huge chins like porcelain toilet bowls.
Like
the best of America. Like Dick Tracy, but not like
a square jaw.
Grotesque Dick Tracy villains, though. I mean, Dick himself, you've got to acknowledge, is kind of like one of those villains. In physiognomically improbable, but for some reason on the side of the angels. And then the guys he hangs out with, Pat Patton Jr., another grotesque gallery. His own girlfriend, Tess Truhart, wouldn't want to meet her in a dark alley. And so ludicrously parodied by Al Capp in Lil Abner, where you had, Fearless Fodzik and his girlfriend, who he couldn't stand and loathed, Prudence Pimpleton.
Oh, right. I forgot
you know, he only ate at her house, you know, so that's why he hung out with her. And she had a big chin, too. Then with Gilbert Chilton, a third generation of tricky prick ears, you know, the blind, deaf cop who was drawn deliberately like Tracy. And after Mad was through with them, you could hardly look at it with a straight face, if you ever did to begin with. And in the 50s and early 60s, it went on to an even more bizarre tangent with the Moon Maid the Moon, who got married to Junior, you know, and they ride around in magnetic leva cars, and who controls magnetism controls the universe. If you didn't know he was crazy before, now you know he's really going around the bend.
If you don't have magnetism, you can't make cassette tapes to each other.
Not no more. You can send a little digital squirt. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let me clean that up.
Ectoplasm all over my...
Well, that was an involuntary reaction. But you never need to worry about that because it's not really there. Whoa. It's supernatural, so it leaves no stain. Easy to clean up. The Canterville ghost had the blood stain from the horrible crime which created the Canterville ghost, but they wiped it out with detergent and suds, and then it would miraculously reappear. Ooh, look at that. But pretty soon it started to appear in different colors.
What the?
Because the ghost was getting desperate and raiding the paint box of the kid who lived in the house and using up all the paint colors. Until finally there were only a few pale yellows and whites, which didn't make for a good supernatural blood stain. But I'm not saying anything anybody doesn't know. You mean a ghost? Yeah, that's just what I mean.
Yeah, with ghosts are most useful to fool rich people into giving you lots of money.
Unless they catch you at it, then
if they catch you at it, they go in the closet. This is all true, and you can find the index cards for all the young boys you've imported from Ireland, and nobody knows what happened to them. Meanwhile, the old man never knew about it. The theory is that he never found out about it. He didn't know, but he was Dotty at that point.
Oh, Dotty, eh?
Seances. Seances, that was a way for the folks of that time to get some sex across without being too obvious. Playing footsie under the table, as it were.
And then the magical horns blowing and magical bells ringing and trumpets pooting.
Well, that was one of my favorites. Anytime you say you're going to do a trick and then you cover yourself, no trick. I was whining about that last time. Hang yourself up. It doesn't matter. Whatever trick you want to come up with. Once you pull that curtain across the front of your presentation, no trick. Just goofiness.
I'm sorry. This is too holy for you to be able to see how we do it.
Too special. Yeah, and suddenly the 60 cents I paid to see Houdini seems like a lot of money. That's the book I was thinking of, the Houdini. I have a Houdini book in which one of the two authors was, I think, 6 years old, and he's living in a Jewish tenement with his poor family at that moment in the 50s, and a blur goes past him, and it turns out many years later that was one of Houdini's compatriots who was killing himself because he was 83, he was blind. It was time to just stop the merry-go-round. And here he thought to himself, here I am decades later writing about this gentleman. And yep, the guy I was talking about, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who was so dipsy toward the end of his life that he didn't see the fact that his wife was running these seances, literally playing footsies with the red, and importing young Irish men, young kids really, and nobody's ever been in. And they kept index cards, and each child they imported, nobody knows what happened to those kids.
Won't anybody think of the children? Well, of course, they went on to the afterlife and the after-afterlife.
Silly. That's just silly.
John Shirley wrote Doyle After Death, the story of Doyle in the next world.
Oh.
And what do you know?
Like fun.
People are still committing crimes up there, and he's trying to solve them. Yes.
What, they have ghostly policemen?
Ghostly everything, but still.
So it's just simply a...
Well, he describes the afterlife. Yeah, you know, John Shirley never shied away from something like that. He goes right in there. But
it's unusual to me that John Shirley would come up with the exact mirror image of this life and that life. That is insane.
Well, it's not so... I mean, there's some things that are like this life, but others, no, not so much. And that's just the way it is.
What are we going to do when we get there? One-way ticket.
Well, at least you didn't go to the, not so good afterlife.
Wait a minute, what? This is the $2 afterlife.
Well, you know, there's the great judge that judges us all. And you better have some backsheesh ready. Secure the pennies on your eyes.
This future's all complicated.
It's not as simple as we thought. And what about pets? Doggies and kitties must go with you to the world of past death.
Well, according to the Eternal Frame people, the doggies and kitties go to the doggy kitty heaven. The politicians go to the politician heaven. The rock and roll heroes go to the rock and roll heaven.
But doggies so and kitties wouldn't enjoy it if there weren't the humans there to pat them and give them big...
No, I think that's like the idea that you have to let your cats go outside, which I was thinking about today when I was growing up. That's, it'd be so sad not to let the cat go outside.
They live longer, though.
If you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, because there's a cool cat in my neighborhood who has disappeared, because he was friendly with everybody, and so, of course, who knows?
Some kid didn't want to let him go.
You mean the goth kids that tortured cats?
No, I mean some. Hey, look, he's friendly. Don't let him out. We'll keep him.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, okay, I got you right here. No, the that person is missing the cat now.
Hmm.
Yeah, Scooter Pie was a pretty friendly key. There's an orange cat who comes over all the time to get free food at my place that is...
A friendly one.
No, not at all.
He's
a very sharp, very charismatic guy who doesn't like any display of affection at all. He just somehow makes it through the world.
No very, cheap very public sharp. Display of
exactly.
affection.
Exactly. He's like, not worth it. Just give me the good wet foods.
The fragrant cat chow.
Bob.
Is now, it coming your way?
Well, what I'm thinking is we've got to put the big time pressure on Philo to have a dock stock at his house.
Yes, since his house is so all fired great.
And I think it's only right to do dock stock in the from the middle of the country toward the east. Or the original, not even
in Kaintuck.
Well, any of those
where
places where
Daniel Boone carved his
circle
graffiti
K
on
down
this
the
tree.
Road.
Oh yeah, right.
So slushy, and then run back to.
I was thinking, remembering an ancient poem that I wrote a long, long time ago about how in the 1960s, some pilot from Davis-Monthan Air Force was having trouble with his aircraft, so he ejected, but his aircraft went on, and it. Came down right in the middle of a Circle K, which is like a 7-Eleven, you know, incinerating everybody inside.
Oh, sorry.
Made a huge flaming hole out of this.
But he ejected.
Convenience. Oh, he ejected. He ejected, but the citizens objected.
And then they were rejected by faith.
But you know, Davis-Monthan was protecting our freedom, was the way the newspaper put it.
Yep.
So
any destruction of a Circle K is not necessarily on.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, right. Future, right. Yeah. The Circle K. I wish they'd get the 7-Elevens too, but. You'd have to have one plane for every 7-Eleven, every Circle K. Too expensive. We'd never be able to afford it. But it made a big. Noise, literally, and in the news business in Tucson, Arizona. This was like 1965 or something. So couldn't have been as late as 66 when weird stuff started to happen.
Way back in those 60s, the F-104, I think. Is that right? Or three, maybe the F-103 was the little Delta. They're very slow aircraft. They just look cool. They're little delta pie-shaped wedges. And they were flown by all the reserve people in the middle 60s. And near my house, one of the guys ejected, and he was hanging by his parachute from the power lines for about an hour. So that was pretty exciting.
Well, that's not a conductor of electricity.
No, he was fine. He'd be embarrassed, but there he was. And I think his bird went into the ocean.
And before we left for Arizona... One could always hear in Urbana, Illinois, up the hill, a sound like meow, meow. People flying gas model airplanes on a on tethers.
Yeah,
you know, the sound, characteristic sound.
Very, very loud. Here. They're actually flying like white gas.
Yes.
And a high, and the propellers are going at high speed. So they,
yes.
They're,
and they're going
a
in it.
Problem with UAVs at the beginning. Now the Mavic Pro has they've lowered the revs and reshaped the propeller, so they're getting quieter and quieter.
What'll they think of next? But of course, these propellers, if they're reconfigured to be quiet, aren't going to be scale model authentic. And it always bothered me, the gas engine model plane would be beautifully made and it would look just like the original, except there's this huge thing sticking up out of the nose,
giant
this piece
cylinder,
of
stupid,
cylinder head.
Ruining the design.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I never quite, I still don't really understand that tether. I mean, you're standing and flying this thing around a circle. I don't know, it just doesn't seem. But, you know, at the same time, I never played with RC and never cared for them, and then found that little Hubson X4, great fun. So
my dad made them, and of course you built these complicated balsa wood structures and put fabric over them, expanded thousands of hours over it, and he had one that he thought was the greatest one he'd ever made, and he launched it and it flew off and it never came back. You know, it flew very well and it went miles away and he could never find where it
went. Lots of people did that with their first UAVs.
Yeah.
Same thing. It was difficult to especially pre
But there's
GPS.
No camera. There's no nothing on it. It flies off beyond the trees and what happened to it? It flew off and
it
kept
a year,
going.
It's gone.
It launched.
That balsa wood and all claw and that stuff just disappears in the earth.
That model dope consumes
itself. Here,
we'll
start one up right now.
Oh, look at that. It's your model Heliopter, right. Model 79J.
Fly into Stang's house. Yee.
Right into it.
Whoa.
At 100 miles an hour.
Wait a minute. I don't want to fly into Stang's house.
Well, Stang's not there anymore. He's gone to Texas.
Did they sell their...
They are moving. They are in the middle of the move. That's very unfortunate because with this moving nonsense going on, you can't consult them. Sorry, can't deal with it in the middle of the move. Moving hundreds of things, thousands of things. Moving wife's mother out of the old age home. Dealing with beloved old dog that suddenly died. Dealing with moving vans, cars, trucks, electric bills, a million computers coming down out of the attic, millions of piles of the Stark Fist of removal from the basement. You know, it all has to go.
That's
to the
documentary. Is just showing
that would be fun to see.
And then voiceovers about real history, but Stang, the old Stang, cleaning out the cave.
Come back, Stang. We got some more questions to ask.
No, I'm too busy. And slam.
Yeah.
And then it goes into a nice voiceover about how Philo was.
We couldn't talk to Stang, so we went around the back door and tried again.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you to leave me alone?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that, Ivan.
We used to be friends.
Just who is this Bob, anyway?
Yeah.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind telling.
Yeah, explain Bob while you're trying to move.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, folks. I don't mean to laugh. Bob's serious. It's serious religion.
No, Bob's not serious.
I'm all confused here.
Be serious about Bob, but that doesn't mean we're not making a joke, you see?
Let me write this down. I just can't put any religious symbols in my writing, right?
No, that's all over and done with.
Okay. Yeah, don't offend anybody.
You have to make the kids these days go for it, you know?
You've got
20 minutes.
I think in the last week's intro, you went into the basic bottom line rule of subgenius about reject them if they can't take a joke.
Well,
you mean, do this if you can't take a joke.
Hey, really, I mean, the thing is... whatever you do, you can't troll the chatterbox.
Oh, yeah.
You can do all your shows, pay all your dues, build the studio, but if you troll the chatterbox...
I still do. It's still fun. But
and
keep it
we got this letter that says, you have one job, and that is to do your show and post your show.
Oh, yeah.
But then
no idea.
The whole thing can be taken to pieces if you dare to troll the chatterbox.
Ah, yes. I love the
Who knew?
Chatterbox. There are shows here at this station where the chatterbox becomes the way of communicating.
And you just take this key and wind it up like this, and then the teeth, they chatter, chatter, chatter. They
and
chatter
then you go
still.
Get a donut.
After you flip GOP voters into the Democratic column. Haven't been to Donut World for a while, but then who needs it? That was all Philo's doing.
The tradition of Philo. And then he'd enable his family by buying them tons of...
Oh, how wonderful it was when Dad came back. That's why he was allowed to do radio, because he came back with delicious donuts.
Presents, yeah.
Yes.
I remember being selfish like that when my dad would come home from the Far East. And all I could think about was, what do you got for me, present?
A hot dog? Oh, yeah, right. You can take the kids to see the pyramids of Egypt or whatever. All they want is a hot dog.
What do I get?
Give them a hot dog.
That did occur to me the other day, because when I was living in Europe as a child, I did lust after hamburgers for that very reason all the time. Just American
instead of
food.
Bizarre stuff they eat
no,
out
here. I loved
here.
All that stuff, but I just wanted American food. French fries, and that's all, even though they're actually British fries. But
well, a guy whose name is French, Mr. French, invented them. They
French
are
is.
Not.
Yay.
They are
French
not
is
the pommes frites.
Is that still
French
around?
Fries.
French is mustard.
You betcha. That's good old yellow mustard.
Yeah, the pommes frites came from Wellington's troops, because they were the French were fascinated by the fact that they cut up beef and cut up a bunch of taters and have hamburgers and fries.
Willy boys are willy.
And the French and Belgians, being who they are, stole the idea. I don't know. I'm still haven't figured out how they've become French fries.
Because
I know
Mr.
how they become
French,
freedom fries.
Well, they thought they were French. That's why they changed them to freedom. But actually, it was Mr. French's fry, you see. His name was French, but he was not French. No. And how do they turn the Dachshund into the Liberty Pup? Simply because the Kaiser and his goons are causing trouble for our brave boys over there. While we're having a horrible flu back here stateside, dropping like fries. I mean flies.
Fries.
Yeah.
Dropping like fries on the floor of the car.
And then General Pershing perished the thaw.
Okay.
New BART car rollout has been delayed till November, so we're going to be riding in the old moldy, bangety, rattly trap cars, all covered with disease-bearing, crawling filth.
Ectoplasm on the walls.
Ectoplasm. Well, most people can't see that. That's good for them. If you can see the supernatural world that's superimposed over this one, you can see all those weird glowing plants and bugs and strange objects.
I think that's just the new Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yes. So I guess I can confidently predict, guess what? Rick Deckard is a replicant. End of
everybody
movie.
Everybody knew that.
Yeah, well, you'd think.
You were paying attention.
Ridley Scott already said so. I was asking Jet if he'd ever seen Kingdom of Heaven by Mr. Ridley Scott. That was an interesting one.
Yeah.
And then there was the recent Alien 5 People Zero movie that he made.
Oh, yeah.
With the evil robot ruining everything. I thought they were programmed not to do that.
Me too, but, you know, we seem to be moving away from all those principles.
Yes, that no one cares about those. Yeah. A robot can't harm a human. Why build one
Watch
then?
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I thought they were built to harm humans. Well, certainly nowadays.
At first, they don't harm humans, but they find a way to get around that. You see?
Uh-oh.
If we wear these little badges, then the robot comes over, it's about to snip you up, and then, oop, it turns around. Except that they themselves figure out a way around it. And then they come and they do chop you up at super fast speed. And
darn.
The Claws, as they were, or will be called. The Claws, running through the ash that used to be our world. And then leaping up on you and chopping and snipping and little blades whirling and so forth.
Yeah, but they've seen attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion, etc.
And it seemed to matter to these robots that they had. Meanwhile, they certainly made strides in space travel in such a short time.
And they had memories. Pictures. Boom. Did you get your precious pictures?
I'm sorry, your son and his medical problems are all a fake memory that we made for you. You have no son.
No, back to AI.
But at least he doesn't have medical problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a downside and upside. So you take your pick. Yeah, well, did they have the foresight to include Rutger Hauer in the remake?
Boy, the old grizzled geezer bot.
They got the old Deckard. Yeah, they got to have the old Rutger Hauer just show up to make a...
In the most recent Terminator movie, they figured out why the Arnold Schwarzenegger bot was old, see? Because he couldn't travel in time, and so they travel, but when he's still there, but he's aged when they come back because the human stuff that's over the robo-skeleton aged.
Nice. That's a nice touch. That's my kind of movie making.
Well, what was cool is that in order to make that plausible, they used computers to make the old Schwarzenegger young again for some brief scene. So he looks the way he did in 1984. And then, of course, you go through time and, gosh, he had to stay back and travel in time the hard way forward like everybody else, get all old and stuff.
I'm glad they have stuff in those days.
Those people think of gosh darn kids. Oh, is this on? Well, we have the awards, the Poot Awards, to give out. If anybody is still paying attention, we are also supposed to have special listeners listening and lurching, slacking toward Bethlehem.
No.
I told Jet it was all right to visit sometime. He can do it. He's going to try to stay here after all, even though it's utterly impossible.
What's impossible? Nothing's impossible on the show.
Except striking a match on a cake of soap. Yes, that's true. Except for that, nothing's impossible on the show.
I like that.
That was something Stanley Laurel came up with when Oliver Hardy told him nothing was impossible. Me, oh my.
Oh. Who betrayed Anne Frank? And now AI is being thrown in the mix to find out. That's
a robot did? Oh, no, I really hate
find
that.
The answer.
Oh, I see. Robots send him back to Nazi Germany to march rigidly in the parade.
The St. Stupid's Day parade. Yeah, that was fun to do the St. Stupid's Day. Anybody who wants to be interviewed by Bishop Joey's grandson can fill out the form.
He asked me, and I said I would, but I haven't heard since.
And because he also wants to get Wavy Gravy and Sebastian Melmouth. And
he must hurry.
Yes. Sulfur, I'm sorry. Oops, sorry.
For the Sulfur future. School.
And there's a deadline in this kind of thing.
So to speak. Yes, it's true. None of us are going to be around forever. Only our replicant duplicates. Our closet of Clark Kent robots. Not age.
Yeah. Not even the outside? Don't they have, like, Terminator got some little pieces of humanity in there?
No, I don't believe so. I think they were all... Yeah. They're like the early Anthony Hopkins models that are entirely mechanical. Not the organic ones made out of meat because it's cheaper.
They're made of meat.
Well, that's what it said on the show. The bad Ed Harris guy said they were... The reason they were made of meat was not because it's more realistic, because it's cheaper than building all those little parts and so forth. We'll just use the giant 3D printer for the future. Pardon me, did I say 3D? It's 4D. Dumb bullets. That's really, it's terrible. Yeah. You don't want those. The expanding bullets with a cross carved in the end or a dub's head carved in the end.
There you go.
Yes, folks, you're just not going to believe the world of the future that's as near as a hiccup.
It's not what I thought it would be.
Well, it's kind of funny, kind of a melon scratcher. I weren't sure it was going to be this way, but now it is.
Close up.
Got to roll over, play dead, speak, sit up, lie down. Give me your paw. There you go. Here's $2 million. And, you're in the doghouse now.
Yeah, but not our listeners.
You mean we don't get to watch cartoons in the future? What kind of a future is this?
Yeah, where's Tom Terrific? Where's
Mighty Manfred, yeah.
Mighty Manfred, wow. I haven't thought about him in a while.
The Wonder Dog?
Yeah. Not Tom Tomorrow.
Tom Tomorrow? No, we know
that doesn't
him.
Doesn't make any sense.
He's a good pal of ours.
These sub-Dini people.
He's still syndicated in various giveaway newspapers. Yeah, and in thing, In These Times magazine. Keith Knight, there's a cartoonist for you. We like him.
And so, what's happening with Spain's collection of little soldierariums?
Boy, I've wondered about that.
Cool little displays there. I bet they're all dusty and sitting there quietly in the dark.
But surely mother and daughter couldn't stand to give them away, but maybe they put them in boxes, or maybe they thought, now that they're in boxes, we've learned we can live without them, so
yeah,
they go to the highest bidder possible.
What did he have? I never got to see the...
He had whole armies and so on. And not only that, he himself took cardboard and he built elaborate palaces and things for them to parade in front of.
Nice.
He bit with pillars and gables, and he did it really well. And then he'd have these huge military parades going along in front of them. And he had all the little rolling stock and... the trumpeters and drummers and
house, nothing,
and every last thing, and flying things, airplanes, submarines,
hippie friends have got.
Yeah, that's do you remember that? I had a Knights and Castle set as a kid, and the castle was amazing. It was made out of sort of pressed paper, I guess.
Yes, you could, Mark's playsets. They were great.
This
they
was
had
European
little portcullis that would come down, a little drawbridge that would raise, and turrets and all of that.
I was sad because none of the knights were fighting. They were all sort of parading around. I wanted them to have morning stars being swung and things like that. I was always into war. I had a West Point set that was depressing like that. Everybody's marching. Nobody's fighting. What's the deal here when you're 5 years old?
You get the Civil War set with some dead guys in it, don't you?
Yes. The dead guys are Confederates.
They are Confederates,
The
yes.
wounded guys are Union. Because
mm-hmm.
you couldn't show Union guys being killed. So. Yeah, in fact, I kept one of those, a man on a horse, and the horse is falling forward, and the man's dying, and it looks like a Remington. It was a little piece of plastic, looked like a Remington.
Beautifully
sculpted.
Sculpted, though.
Yeah.
Some of those sculpts were quite amazing.
I had
that
on my desk for years. Yeah,
you've seen my sculpt of the bad guy who's just been shot. About 5 inches high, made out of plastic.
Yeah. The dropping his gun guy.
He's dropping his gun. It's just almost fallen out of his hand. And he's got a hole.
Yeah.
Front and back.
And isn't his hat askew?
His hat is also falling off. But, of course, to keep it one piece of plastic, it's the very last second before it stops touching the rest of the body.
Wonderful. Yeah. I had that, a smaller version of that, the guy dying.
If I could afford it, you can still buy from collectors the Mark's cavemen that were that size with their clubs and their low brows and jutting jaws and bandy legs and big feet. And really a lot of thought went into those sculptures.
I guess the sculptors were related to those gentlemen.
And for the guy who's shooting the bad guy, you also have him. I don't have him, but I saw him. He's... He's holding the gun straight out, yeah, and he's standing straight up.
Kind of like a paladin.
Right. The bad guy is all twisted and falling, but the good guy is straight, rigid as a rod.
And the little Union wounded guys, they had sad little wounded guys who were on little stretchers.
Well, Spain had a bunch of those. He has the stretcher bearers carrying little wounded World War One guys, the little old ambulance, and all of that.
Yeah.
So a whole room of stuff.
What was he just had favorite eras and collected in that sense?
He had Second Reich German figures, and he had World War One, of course, because he collected those pot metal things. You know, you get interested.
And
the airplanes
takes over your brain.
Hanging from the ceiling, the little cannons that actually fire, the caissons and so on. In the back of World War II magazine, I'm strongly tempted because you can get this beautiful metal V2 rocket that you can open up and see the engine, $49.99, and it's on a little stand and it's on a little trailer.
How high is it?
It's nice.
I would think of photography. Yeah, that'd be handy.
Yes. There are two versions you can get. One is white and black. The other one is a sort of a metal green, and they both represent actual V2.
The way they were, yeah.
Yeah.
The Germans did the green, the white and black came from the American research, and we wound up with all the V2s.
And then you can also, the same ad says, and to pull the little trailer, well, you can get these, and there's a whole bunch of different German machines, a Mercedes-Benz with six tires, all these things that half tracks and so on that would pull it around, and then the little stand it stands on.
The same model V2 by Revell has been sold for many years. And
I've got it. I haven't put it together.
Yeah, we all had it. It was required by law.
It's got little Nazis and everything.
No, not anymore. That's the thing. The
one I have
references
does.
To Nazis are gone now. They're just Germans in front of the launch pad and all the
swastikas. What do you mean? These little guys an inch high are good Germans. But they've got the snappy uniforms on, though.
Yep. Guys with the best uniforms always lose. Find me a war where it's not true. I'll sweet over here.
And then your wonderful headdresses and so forth are worn by fashion models in model shoots years to come. But let's just go in and get a glass of delicious ice-cold 7-Up while we're in Tombstone, Arizona, where it's hotter than hell. Sit inside.
It's about to be colder than heck, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very soon, though.
And the high desert gets cold soon.
Yeah, it's already there.
Soon.
Up north, rather, from us.
Up by weed, you mean?
The Sex Cells host was talking about... I gave you that CD last week. She was living in Phoenix some years ago and mentioned something that was also extant in Arizona, which is... drive-in liquor stores. And in Phoenix, apparently, they had two drive-in liquor stores and gun stores right next to each other. That seems so weird.
Yeah, you get loaded, you drive over and get a gun, and...
And then watch Deadwood for hours. I have a knife. It comes to me now. That's the opening fight in Deadwood Season 2. It's one of my favorite TV things of all time. Because of the way it's written, and... Timothy Bullock asks, do you have a knife? And he doesn't say yes to Swearingen. He doesn't say yes or no. He just says, I won't need a knife. Then after they go over the side, they're in the muck, the buffalo wallow fighting. He says, I have a knife. It comes to me now.
With buffalo wallow woman and the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the teepee.
In the teepee of the Hollywood movie gods. That's one of grandfather's wives in Little Big Man.
Yes. E-I-E-I-O.
Oh,
and on the farm, he had a pig. E-I-E-I-O.
It's about old.
With
old
a grunt,
man.
A grunt here, and a grunt, grunt there. Here, a grunt there, a grunt everywhere. A grunt, grunt. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
controlling this radio control small.
I'm glad we're having such a good time here on the show.
The on-air party.
Yes.
We got a big glass of liquid slack.
Running around.
And on this farm, he has a snake. E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, did I?
With the hiss, hiss here, and the hiss, hiss there. Boy, my voice is just no good.
Did you check out the double-headed snake I recently found?
You found that one. I saw the picture.
Yeah. That was from a...
He has two heads, yes.
Two heads and a body like knuckles, strangely enough. It's a solid knuckle body snake, which would be very uncomfortable, I think, in real life.
The campus cop at the high school I attended was named Otis Knuckles.
It never really turned out that way.
What, Otis Knuckles? No, sure it did.
Do you think
EIEIO? Yeah, that's a state of EIEIO. It's a sort of like a mesmeric state.
But it's inside my brain, my psyche.
It's inside your brain. That's where the show is.
And all that stuff, you know. There's a lot of brain, gooey, great brain matter inside our skull.
No, it's not gooey unless you're touching it. You're not touching it, are you, son? Don't touch that brain.
It was a screwdriver, like I told earlier. So it pulled the microwave. So that you can't keep it operating with its little door open.
The brain may no longer be the boss. That brain is a very fragile thing. I thank you not to drop it. Just bring it over to my laboratory and I'll sew it into the monster here.
Oh, there we go.
Time's a-wasting.
There is a movie that was made in the 80s right around the time of She Blinded Me with Science. I can't remember the name of it. I used to kill them. That's how long ago it was. And in it, it's a bunch of kids, and they need a brain for some reason. I forget. I think they killed one of their
always
friends.
Always need a brain.
And so they want to sew a brain into their brained friend. And so one of the characters' fathers is a brain surgeon. He goes in the basement, and there's an evil brain, and right next to it is the brain they were looking for, says Dobbs.
Really?
Yeah, but they accidentally, you know, somehow, of course, the comic switcheroo happens, and they sew, instead of Dobbs, they sew the evil criminal brain in their friend, therefore promoting hilarity for the late night movie.
Because what's more fun than an evil brain?
Stupid movie, but the Dobbs reference was nice.
Well, you know, in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, they want to transplant Costello's brain into the monster.
That's right. It's a documentary.
How would that work?
Frankenstein could go to the Brown Derby, doesn't he own it or something, after the operation?
Well, the problem is, when you do the brain transplant, the law doesn't recognize that you're a different person. You're still, everything that is entailed by the body that you have now is now your problem.
Or another you can't even begin to.
As in the story of the late Mr. Elvis. What's he telling us now?
Importance radio of genius information.
Hey, so there's a new Philo Drummond?
Yeah, there's a new Philo Drummond.
Yes, a new action figure. Really incredible with a little mustache and everything.
That's right, a little brain.
Yeah, a brain was celled and soldered in the thought before the pitch was forking to a son.
And there's a little overman, a little round overman head that's...
It's an accessory.
Fits on the top.
Fits over the top. So like the Martian spy girl. Overman, right?
And he has a new house that he lives in.
It's real.
And he sits up on the porch and looks out over his great acreage.
Yes, he keeps an eye out for who might be setting foot on his property.
And someday we'll all go there and be little subdinis. And
we'll have to set up our teepees and wigwams and yurts in the yard.
A wigwam.
On the front of his grass, making horrible spots of dead grass.
And no bobbies can be there and no documentary film crews can be there.
Oh, really? Well, see, that's too bad.
No, that's X Day. You guys can do all the bobby documentary stuff if you want.
Well, that's already done. I mean, that's in the can.
Same time.
Yeah, who spoke to them at the Hex Day?
Well, they already had enough footage of me. They must have interviewed a bunch of other folks.
We'll be stressing.
They're out there, here and there, pointing their camera at the most indiscreet moment.
The Queen of UFOs
moment.
Made a reference. I forgot how she said it, but it was she looked forward to next year when people would be crazy again. It was something like that.
Yeah, because everyone had to be
so
on the best behavior to do the most boring X Day yet to be filmed.
It's the exact opposite of what they were hoping for. Right. That's Humies. That's
we want to see that subgenius craziness.
Shoot
okay, go son. Crazy.
Okay, rant.
The camera's running. Hurry up. Do something.
Yeah, exactly.
But be natural.
There's
and don't look at the camera.
A little movie that I saw on some X-Day site that was hilarious because it's a bunch of people in a field. Nobody's any closer than 50 feet, and everybody has a camera, and they're all shooting each other silently in this field as if it was, as if just being in the field were enough.
Cameraman, the motion picture.
I shot one that was not you.
Shot by Wilmer. Wilmer the Filmer.
It was not mandated by something.
Yes, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixieland, I'll take my stand. Live and die.
The Marx Brothers Civil War set my brother had came with a record. I can't remember what was on it. Oh! Goober Peas, it had some songs.
Oh, it
like
didn't
that.
Have sound effects of bangity bang.
It probably did. I just don't
horses
remember.
Galloping.
Yeah, I'm sure it must
gun
have.
Gun cannons shooting.
So you knew what to do. But I remember the silly stuff like the exploding bunker and the southern plantation home. And
made out of plastic. Well, the southern plantation is lithographed metal, I believe.
Yeah,
and you
it
set
was.
It up. Like the space station headquarters for the space set.
I don't
had.
Remember the headquarters. I remember the astronauts and all that.
Well, there's a lithographed metal interior with the little computers and tape things, you know. But all on the walls. So
how much are those now? I saw that.
Oh, God, hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
You can still get the those
so
play
cool,
sets.
You can still find
yes.
them, yeah.
But you have to. Well, I wish I could, but I can't afford it to get a Flintstones hunting party set with it. Dinosaurs based on the work of C.W. Gilmore, better than in the Marx Dinosaur set. But they had a great Rome set with a chariot, you know, and the pillars and things that you stick the bottom into the, you know, you create the Roman buildings and then Colosseum, gladiators, and senators. Gray plastic. But nothing stop you from painting it. Oh, well, yeah, it looks like... Is it Jack Davis or a fake Jack Davis?
It's him.
Some of it looks like it could be, but... Yeah, it is Jack Davis, by George.
On both sides.
Music for an experiment in imagination.
Yeah, like
Mr. Like, Astronaut. This beautiful model railroad can be yours.
Thanks.
But I told you how I would do it. You know. The problem with your model train is it can look real cool, but it has to go around and around on the table. It never goes anywhere. Unless you have another train table and somehow bridges and trestles so you go from tabletop to the town of distant table. You even take the track and you wind it through your house to go from one table to the other.
When Racine gets here, you should go up to that toy shop in Nevada.
Would like to. We would have the Uber car, of course, which is expensive, but I'd love to go there. So those things make your head spin.
Yep, got little people and big people and not the
I
and,
need
and
to
a
go.
Very small but very wonderful selection of models of polystyrene models.
my table lamp burned out, so I need to go to the one over here where you can get a swing lamp that clamps to the table. Need to come over sometime during the day.
Where's that?
To get that. It's where the former University Avenue model shop is now on Adeline. I told you of it. So you can't get those anywhere, those swing lamps, except there where they're still sold and used, because people who put together models need those lamps so they can see what they're doing.
Yeah, I get them at the White Elephant sale because they have the old strong ones rather than the new Chinese.
That's your elephant. Well, the problem is, though, I'm not at that White Elephant sale, and I know that you can get them at the store if you go over there during daylight hours. I just have to get on BART and go over. And someday
here's
I will.
Now on BART.
I will. I'll do it because I've got to get the lamp. What is this Jack Davis thing advertising? It's Sound of Sight. Music composed. Have you listened to this record?
Yeah, we've been listening to it.
The overture to end all overtures. How about Destination Space?
Whoa. Or yeah, it's pretty
Egyptian,
it's brassy,
epic.
50s music. Kind
Whale of a Tale. A whale has been sighted. Hurriedly, the boats are being lowered.
Like the Mad Magazine one.
A harpoon fired. Oh, yeah. It's Alfred E. Newman.
Both of these are sort of the same. They use sound effects. And But my favorite is still Dick and Libby Hellman in their special horizontal striped jacket.
Yes, sir.
And the bass drum that shows them much younger and much more attractively. Oh, there we go. Buttons being pushed. And it's this homemade, you know, this cheesy album.
Sure is. The back of it in particular is.
Because I always wonder, where do these people go, you know?
So where did you get this one?
That one was at, I think, either Meba or their cousin, the other record store.
Yes, see the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to buy.
And folks, the cool part was that Chevrolet that you were supposed to buy was on top of a plateau out in Arizona with a lady waiting.
Good luck driving it off. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I always thought. This is the car. It's only $5, but you have to rent a helicopter to get it home. And we're almost time. We're almost time.
Timed out.
Almost timed out.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible. Really terrible.
But we should tell folks what station we're listening to again.
That's right. You must never forget that you're listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, or online at www.kpfa.org.
And thank you so much for assisting this station this last fun drive. It's just amazing to watch. I can't find another word right now.
We couldn't be here without you and your invaluable support.
And you're, of course, in the right place. Stay tuned for Rising Up with Sonali, covering in a very special way.
And wonderful programming.
Yep. Every single day.
I tried tuning in earlier today, but my little hand crank radio didn't seem to be.
Well, let's see what happens now, then.
Here goes nothing.